Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to episode 9 of the Music Biz Out of Bounds podcast. This is yours truly, Maria Dion, founder and artist management consultant for Sparkswood Management LLC, based in the Midwest. I thank you again for my returning listeners, and I welcome any new listeners who are joining us for the first time. We've been on quite an entertaining journey here. My goal is to give you guys information and things that can help you, but from a different perspective versus what everybody else is kind of talking about. What I do is I look for the gaps in what other experts and everyone else is talking about, and then I go find those answers, and then I come bring them to you here for the free 99. So I hope y'all are enjoying this right now. And without further ado, I just dropped my keys, y'all. Okay, so without further ado, let's get started. So today we're gonna talk about self-discipline. I think it's important because in episode 8, I talked about the 10 vision killers. We could talk about what other people do all day long, okay? We could talk about the haters and all the stuff that other people do that affects us and justify, oh, they're the reason why I did this and I made these decisions. We could do that all day long. But it's very rare that I hear people in the music industry talk about the importance of self-discipline. If you cannot, excuse me, y'all, if you cannot do what you are supposed to be doing to get where you want to go, it don't matter who the hell you bring around your team. It's just not gonna work. Like, think about it. Even a CEO has a job to do. Even if he's not doing customer service, he still has a job to do. So if you, Mrs. CEO of your music career and music business, are not doing what it is that you need to be doing, it doesn't matter who the hell you put on your team, you're not gonna get there. And then the sad part is you're gonna blame all those 10 vision killers as to why you're not successful, when at the end of the day, it boils down to you. So let's work out those kinks that you guys have so that when you get those team of people, you don't fall into any of these cracks. So there's about 9 that I came up with, 9 steps that you can take to help get your self-discipline in order. And again, no pressure, guys, okay? Take your time with these things. That's really the best advice that I can give you. So let's get started. So the first step is start with yourself. I can't tell you how many times I've heard artists, musicians, producers, bands, or whoever come up with an idea, and the first thing they say is, I need someone to do this. I need a graphic designer to do this. I need a video producer to do this. I need an engineer to do this. Let's start with what you can do first. How about that? Let's stop developing ideas and then going straight from the idea to, I need an expert, or I need someone else to be a part of this team. You go from 0 to 2 real quick. What happened to 0, 1, and then 2? I'm just saying, like, this stuff is simple. So I'm taking you guys back to the basics, because that's the problem here. You go straight from 0 to 100 real quick. And that's the problem. That's a huge gap that you can't fill. So I want to back you up some to put you in a position to where you can actually do some of the things that are necessary, but position yourself to where it feels great. It feels like, yeah, this is why I had a music career. So the first one is start with yourself. So important. Most people fail because of the inner issues, not the outer ones. You're not failing because you don't have a videographer. You're not failing because you don't have a graphic designer for a logo. That comes after the fact. You can have this great logo and this great video, but if no one knows what the hell you're doing or who you are or what you stand for, all this other stuff, it doesn't even matter. So stop going from 0 to 2 and let's go from 0 to 1, okay? Start with yourself. Think of the things that you can do right now until you get those people don't sit here and focus on, I got to find these people. And then when you're not finding the people, you get so frustrated. Start with yourself. Okay? That's what you do. Now, how do you start with yourself? Step number two, you start early. You do what you have to do when it needs to be done. You jump from zero to two because one is, I'll do it later. No, do it now. Do it right now and start early, okay? Start early. And then step number three is start small. Don't take on this huge thing because then you can't be inspired by this huge thing. You have to create a big vision and then break it down into pieces. So you start small. That's what you do. And then you take them on one thing at a time. Okay, and then you take on each one now, which is step four. So I'm gonna slow down because I feel like I'm going pretty fast because all of these things are related, and that's how detailed these things are, that if you're not paying attention, you'll miss it because they're so connected to each other. So the first one is start with yourself. Stop looking for other people to do stuff for you. Make a note of the people that you need on the team, but start with yourself. Number two is start early. Do what ought to be done when it ought to be done. Stop saying I'm gonna do it later. Do it whenever it needs to be done. Step three, start small, okay? Create that big old vision and then start breaking it into pieces and then do one thing at a time. Stop trying to multitask, it's hurting you, okay? Start small. Where we at, four? Yeah, four. So step four is start now. Whatever it is that you need to be doing, that you could be doing, stop putting it off and saying, I'm going to do it tomorrow or I'm going to do it next week. Do it now. You should be doing something every day. Every single day, you should be doing at least one to two things, chopping it off every single day. Okay? Start now. Stop saying tomorrow. Stop saying later. As soon as you get that impulse, that thought, like, I should be doing this, go do it. Plain and simple. Then the fifth one, to help you do those things, you need organization. Okay, so we're going to organize your life. Now, I'm going to give you about 10 ideas to help get things in order for you. It may not be 10. I'm just coming off the top of my head right now. So to help you get organized, first thing you need to do is set priorities, okay? You need to figure out what is a priority. Obviously, there are so many things that you need to be doing, but there are only so many things that are very, very important and that are critical. So you want to figure out what those things are, and then you want to put those things in your calendar, which is the second tip for organizing your life. Place your priorities in your calendar. Y'all got Google Calendar. Or y'all got Apple Calendar if you got Mac. Either way it go, you got a calendar that's free. That's a digital calendar. So I don't want to hear that, I ain't about to go to the dollar store and get no calendar. F all that. You got Google Calendar. You got Apple Calendar. So put your priorities in your calendar and give it a day. Give it a day and a time. Like, okay, Tuesday at 5 o'clock for 90 minutes, I'm going to work on this. Okay? The third tip for organizing your life, you're going to do one project at a time. If you want to do an EP and, you know, music videos, all that stuff is great. Focus on the EP first. Stop trying to do all that stuff at once. Stop trying to do 100 songs and 50 million music videos. None of that shit even matters because you don't have a project. You don't have organization. You don't have cohesiveness to it. Do one project at a time and then things will kind of come together a little bit. Number four is use your driving time, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, use your driving time to kind of think and brainstorm a little bit. And don't be afraid to pull over when you get a good idea. Pull over and write that thing down. If you don't have no paper, no pencil, I would advise you to keep a notebook and a pen in your car at all times. But if you want to be hard-headed and not do that, again, I don't have a problem with you pulling over and using your notes on your phone. You probably have some type of voice recorder too. So don't be afraid to pull your phone out and speak some ideas into your voice recorder or pull over and write them in your notes on your phone. But use your driving time. not only to, you know, brainstorm and take notes, but, you know, to learn, like listen to YouTube videos, like something that you've always wanted to learn about or find out. Use your driving time for that. Hook up that phone, hop on YouTube, or, you know, listen to those videos you said you were going to listen to during your driving time. That way, you know, you're kind of doing two things at once, but you're doing something that's easy. And then the next one is focus on results, not the activity. When you focus on results, you work to completion. When you focus on activities, you're just multitasking and doing a whole bunch of stuff. If you want to be successful, you have to work to completion. And the only way you can work to completion is to focus on results. And then the activities that are going to get you there and pretty much all the way to the end. Now, a big part of self-discipline is responsibility. A lot of y'all don't want to take responsibility. Y'all want somebody else to take responsibility for doing stuff. You have to start taking responsibility for who you are, which means you got to know what you're good at and what you're not good at, so that you know how to focus, what you need to be doing, what you don't need to be doing. And there's plenty of things for that. You can take all types of assessments. I mentioned in episode 8 that I took a Strength Finders assessment and found out my top 5 strengths. If you're interested in that, I can help you do that. Hit up sparkswoodmgmt@gmail.com with the subject line, "Hey Maria, I want to know my top 5 strengths," and we can talk about it, all right? But y'all got to start taking responsibility for who you are. And if you don't know, again, I can help you figure out some of those things that help you find out what you're good at and what you're not good at, so you can stop messing around with all of this stuff. And then you can start being responsible for what it is that you do and the things that you're not so good at. You know, you can put that off to the side, and then you can start building your team and finding people who can do things that you're not good at. I'm just saying. But a big part of self-discipline is taking responsibility. Y'all be blaming people too much, which leads me to the next step. Accept accountability. Too many times y'all want to keep blaming somebody else. All that stuff don't matter. It don't matter. You have this vision. You have this goal. You want to get somewhere. So it's your job to make sure you get there. So if there's a person that's around you that stopped you from getting what you want, guess whose fault that was? Yours. It was your fault because you wasn't clear on what it was that you wanted. You wasn't clear on what you're good at, what you're not good at, what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing, and you weren't paying attention to whether or not that person is actually good for you or not good for you, because you're too busy being in emotion and all this extra stuff that really doesn't even matter. At the end of the day, what do you want? And do you want it bad enough? And if you want it, you need self-discipline. Plain and simple. All that other stuff, team, money, resources, all that stuff is great. But the intangibles are the things that matter. And you can't get success if you don't have self-discipline, because there are things you need to be doing every single day. And if you don't have consistency and self-discipline, it ain't gonna happen. And that's not me being a vision killer. That's not me being a hater. That's me telling you the truth about the laws and the way things that work. So you have to have self-discipline, y'all. That's pretty much it. Like that's all there is to it. I mean, I'm sure that there's more things that's under self-discipline, but that's just kind of the things that I wanted to talk about. And some of the things that I've noticed of the artists that come around me, they like to blame other people. Oh, I can't do this because of a marketing plan. Okay, well, you know you need a marketing plan, so what are you doing to make sure you get a marketing plan that works for you? You can't say, oh, I can't find a person. You don't need a person. You know you need a marketing plan, so why don't you go learn how to do marketing? See how that works? You don't need a person. You could do it yourself if you learn the first step of self-discipline, which is start with yourself. Y'all too busy trying to get other people to do things. And here's something that you need to understand. If you don't have money, then you must invest time. I'm gonna say that again. If you do not have money, you must invest time. The more money you have, then the less time you have to spend. The less time you have, then the more money you have to spend. I mean, I'm just saying, that's just kind of how it works. So if you don't have no money, you need to spend a whole lot of time learning until you get to that position where you have money and you can pay people for their expertise. Stop trying to make people feel sorry for you and start being accountable for yourself And the way you start being accountable with your for yourself is by starting with yourself, which is self-discipline. So I hope that helped you. If it sounded like I was being a little aggressive and being a little meanie Maria, you know, this is just tough love, y'all. I'm just saying, sometimes you gotta hear it. It ain't always comfortable, but success is not about all of that, okay? It's about, is this what you want? Do what it takes to get what you want. And the first step to getting what you want is to start with yourself. Do as much as you can yourself. Stop putting pressure on other people to do things for you. Because even when those people come around and do things for you, because you lack the self-discipline, the vision is going to fall apart. Or you're never going to see success. Because all of this stuff starts with you. So, thank you for tuning in. The next episode is not going to be as strict and straightforward. Because I love y'all, but I just had to get that off my chest. So, until next time, love y'all. Peace.